All right. Good morning, everybody. And good to see a good crowd here today and some new faces we haven't seen as yet. So let's begin with the word of prayer. And let's have a great time this morning. Okay. Father, we're so thankful for this day. We ask, Lord, you bless our service, our connection together. Watch over each family here and take care of the needs, Lord, as you can only do. And watch over those, Lord, that have been sick with the virus, Lord, and give them the health back. We ask in the Lord's name. Amen. All right. Good morning, everybody. And I agree. It's so nice to see and hear some live worship. And Amy, great job and everything. Really appreciate it. And it's good to see so many people here. I know we're all going through the same things. Yesterday, we had some friends of ours, an older couple, that moved from a big home to an apartment. So we got a chance to get out with some friends and carry boxes and stuff and furniture, and we're all out there wearing our mask, and but it's nice to actually be around people and see people. So even though I got bruises all over my arms from carrying stuff, but obviously everybody's being safe and everything. I just wanted to talk for a few minutes today, and I titled this talk today, Advancement Through Adversity. I think it's relevant for our times right now. We're all dealing with this in different ways. I know there are some folks here that are probably at their wits' end, being secluded and quarantined, teaching the kids at home and all those things there, and trying to work from home and stuff. Obviously, it's a thing to where we're all dealing with it differently and going bonkers, I'm sure. But obviously this is somewhat of adverse times. But I really believe that it's an opportunity for us to come out of this and actually advance and actually improve and actually see things get better. I love quotes. And so when I was putting this together, I looked up some quotes. I won't give you all the quotes I put in on my iPad here. But Walt Disney said this about adversity: all the adversity I've had in my life, my troubles and my obstacles have strengthened me. You may not realize it when it happens, but a kick in the teeth may be the best thing in the world for you. And I thought that was a great quote. Stephen Covey, who wrote the Habits of Successful People, said this: just as we develop our physical muscles through overcoming opposition, such as lifting weights, we develop our character muscles by overcoming challenges and adversities. And I think that's very, very true. So I want to talk for a few minutes about this. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. One's out of the book of James. James was the half-brother of Jesus Christ. He was the pastor of the first church that was in Jerusalem after Christ. And really, the book of James is kind of like the Proverbs of the New Testament, where the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs, has 31 chapters. I know a lot of folks, including me, like to read a chapter a day, and every month we read the book of Proverbs. James also is kind of like that. It's full of wisdom. It's full of some practical truths. And one thing that James talks about the idea of adversity and challenges and obstacles. And he says this in James chapter number 1, verse number 2 through 8. He says, "Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives it generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of a sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded, unstable in all they do." And what James is referring to here is that we face difficulties and adversity and all those kind of things there, and challenges and trials, is that we need to let that test our faith. And if we allow it to test our faith, and we strengthen our faith, that we will come out even more mature and even more grounded in faith, because adversity has a tendency, if you approach it the right way, by having faith and trusting God, it has the ability to be able to train us for the next adversities that may come along. And then he says this, he says, if you can't handle the problem, just going to kind of paraphrase this, if you can't handle what you're going through, then you need to ask God for wisdom and understanding how to cope with that. And he will be upset at you because you're having difficulty going through this time of testing and adversity. He said, but you must truly believe that God has the answers for you. And he says this, he says, if you're not going to believe, if you're not going to have faith, you're going to be unstable. And I thought about our times we're living in right now is that it's a lot of instability. Most of us like a life that's stable. We like to know where our paycheck's coming from. We'd like to know that our routine is safe. You know, it's interesting that as soon as this took place, back 2 months ago now, you know, everybody rushed to the store and bought toilet paper. Thought to myself, this is a respiratory illness. It's not, you know, but they all got the toilet paper and it create instability in the stores. People rushing there. I noticed that people begin to take cash out of the bank because everything is seen to be unstable. And our stability doesn't come from the circumstances around us. That's what I want to point out here. It doesn't come from the environment, the circumstances. It doesn't come from a pandemic. Our stability comes from seeking God and putting our faith and trust in God that He will get us through this. And so when James writes that, consider it all joy, brothers and sisters, when you face many trials. The reason why he said to consider it joy, because it is an actual opportunity for us to see what we're made of. And really, it reveals God to us. It reveals us to God. If you're like me, you know, prayer life kind of gets better when you're going through a struggle. When things are going good, our prayer life some kind can waver. You know, if you ever notice that when you go through a challenge, you have a sick child, you have a situation that's unstable, you find yourself praying more stuff, and it really can strengthen our faith. In fact, most of our successes come from our struggles because we learn more about ourselves. The Apostle Paul wrote this in Philippians. I want to read this to you. It says, whatever happens, I just want you to remember that phrase. He starts out there, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come to see you or only hear about you in absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you or situations that oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have going through this. And that first phrase there, whatever happens, where I kind of, you know, was reading this, it kind of caught my attention. And then he says the next phrase there in verse number 27, he says this, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. You know, with the first verse, you talked about the fact we go through struggles and adversity and stuff, that we need to have faith. But he also says here is that, listen, whatever is happening, we as believers and followers of Christ, we need to conduct ourselves in matters worthy of the gospel of Christ. And the reason why that is because other folks are watching us. It's difficult. You know, we go through the grieving process when we go through this kind of thing. We go through anger issues. We get upset about things. We can become very critical. But the world is watching. The environments that we are in are watching us. And it is the opportunity for us to be able, in times of adversity, even though we may battle in our own souls and stuff, but other folks outside the faith can see that, listen, we're handling the strong. We have faith in God. That we're going to live ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel and live above this. And so that's why I call this advancing through adversity. I really believe that these kind of situations we're going through do a number of things in our lives that actually when we come through it and we get past all this, we're going to be seen for what truly was in our hearts, was in our mind, was in our soul, and our connection to God. It's going to test us. I kind of wrote a list of things here, and I'm not sure they're having on screen there for you, but I bought this list here about adversity. In adversity, we have a number of things that we are seen for. People see how authentic we are. When we go through adversity, people will see exactly who we are for what we are. It's easy to be happy and joyful and really be positive when everything is going good, but it's through adversity when people truly see the true nature and character of who we are. Second of all, we will see how strong or how weak our faith is. And we're all evaluating that. And I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying the struggle is easy. I'm not saying that I don't deal with the ideas of, you know, God, what's going on with this? but it really will show us how strong our faith is or how weak our faith is. Another point here is we gain understanding and perspective. This is what I like best about this, is I've taken time to learn more about myself and learn more about what I do and learn more about ministry and opportunities than ever before. I'm taking this as a learning curve to be able to better myself, to advance myself in what I want to accomplish. And through adversity, truly through adversity, we actually learn more, get more understanding and more perspective about life. And I think we're all going through that. A couple more, we get prepared for future adversity. One thing I've learned in my life, especially my adult life, is that, you know, when you go through a trying time, whether it's a medical situation, whether it's through, you know, a relationship situation, whether it's to a job situation, financial situation, you always say, I can't wait till I get past this. I can't wait to, you know, I get out of the situation. I can't wait till this is resolved. And, you know, somebody would say better days are ahead. I've learned one thing about life is that adversities are always coming. You know, you don't get done with adversity and never have any more. And how we handle adversity right now will determine how we handle the next adversity. In my lifetime, I've seen some tragic things in our country. I was in school when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I lived in Detroit when they had all the riots and the civil rights problems in the 60s. I've lived through some tragic things. 9/11 was tragic for our entire country, our entire world, actually. And, you know, we always want to say that, okay, I hope we never have that again, those kind of situations again. And now here we are to where we are spending now, 2 months isolated, and we're doing church through Zoom, schooling through Zoom. But in all reality, it really prepares us for what's next. We get tougher and tougher when we rely upon God, and we realize that this adversity is going to prepare me for something else ahead. And what it is, we strengthen ourselves, we grow in our faith, we grow in our resolve, and we find ourselves able to cope better and better as life goes on. But the last thing I want to point here is that how we handle adversity, and in adversity, we can actually advance the gospel. One thing about this that I truly believe, when we come out the other side of this, there's going to be a lot of folks searching for, you know, it's made us all kind of, you know, look inside of ourselves. There are a lot of folks that haven't really investigated or had time or really had an interest in things of faith, whatever their belief system is. But I really believe we get done with this, that how we handle adversity is going to set a testimony to those in our communities, and it's actually going to advance the gospel. How you handle situations at your work, and when stresses come, and you really just want to, you know, as they say, smack somebody or do some or go off the cuff or whatever, and you're able to sit there and say, listen, you know what, man, I'm going to handle it this way because I'm going to realize that during this struggle and this adversity right now, I want to be seen as a person on the other side of this that people turn to because they saw how I handled adversity. I trusted God. I proclaimed the gospel. And you're a walking testimony just by doing this. I really believe this is an opportunity for the church to shine, for Christians to shine. It doesn't mean that you and I won't have our downtime. In fact, you know, we do our midweek motivation each Wednesday night now at 6:30. And I try to encourage folks to talk about what's going on in their week and stuff, vent a little bit. If you're going to vent, do it within the church family. You know, let us be there to listen to you. We're your brothers and sisters. And, you know, but when the world's looking, this is an opportunity for us to actually show them, listen, we know it's tough. Christians are losing work too. We're struggling the same way. This virus has, it doesn't pick or choose any special people. Everybody can get this thing, but we trust God and God's going to get us through this. And we know on the other side of this, we can advance the gospel because of the way we handle it and our positive attitudes with our, you know, I see some of you doing video during the on Facebook and on Instagram and your positive stuff, that's going to influence other people, and especially for the gospel. So we're going to advance through this. We're going to come out better than we were, and we're going to learn more about ourselves, and we're going to learn how tough we are and how much faith we have. And I really believe that we're going to advance the gospel through this, and our church is going to flourish once we get back in our building. It's already flourishing because I look at the screen here, and I see there are 38 people signed in here, and there are families there. We probably have 70, 80 people, probably more than we have on some Sunday mornings. We have more here, and we're actually getting closer because at church sometimes we see each other, and you go to the service, you go pick up the kids in the nursery, and you go home. There's a lot of times to interact. I think we're actually getting more connected right now because we're seeing everybody and their names and stuff, and we're sharing, and we're going to come through this, and we're going to advance forward in the gospel. So that's the talk for today. I hope it was encouraging to you, and I encourage you to join me on Wednesday night at 6:30. I'll put out, or Tony or I put out the link tomorrow for our midweek motivation. So anyways, good seeing you all. I hope that was encouraging.